Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, more singing. I think that every Monday should be the Chris acapella.
What a voice. What a voice.
Voice of an angel, right?
Unbelievable.
That was...
I shed a tear.
Yeah.
I shed a tear.
Hit me right here.
Yeah.
It just hit me right in that
for a second there,
soft spot.
I thought it was Mariah Carey. Maybe yeah. It's Whitney Houston.
One of the great artists of his generation.
Nope, Chris Morales.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Not great, but also awesome along the way. How you feeling, Al?
I'm feeling good, man. We got a busy week this week, you and I.
We do have a busy week this week. A
lot going on.
We have pickleball
today. They have employed
today.
Us outside our employment.
That's right. Yeah. You and I are going to try to play a little pickleball today.
Yeah.
We've got Yamava coming up on Thursday. We've got Papa Shot Madness today, a Papa Shot contest where somebody gets you, somebody else gets me. We go head-to-head and Papa Shot. There's all sorts of island swag on the line. Mm-hmm. We'll give you more details on that coming up in a little bit. We got a pickleball tournament on Saturday. It's a pretty busy week.
Is all this in your contract or no?
My contract is you do what we tell you to do. And by the way, I was happy to sign it. Very happy. How many years? Done. We'll do it from there.
In bold letters.
Aztecs into the tournament?
I know.
Cavs into the Woo-hoo. Tournament? Do you prefer Who's or Cavs?
Who's
into the tournament?
Yep.
Gauchos into the tournament.
Let's go.
All in the same region.
Yeah.
All in the South region. Now, you guys are favorites going into your games.
Yeah.
The Gauchos have Baylor. The Gauchos are a 14 playing a 3. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Is exactly right, Emily. So maybe the Gauchos can pull a big upset and we can all advance to the Sweet 16.
Your game on Friday.
Friday.
SDSU noon on Thursday.
During our show. Who do they play again? Charleston.
They play Charleston. I don't think they've won a tournament game in 48 years. At least that's what it feels like. So I swear if they lose this tournament game against Charleston, I don't know what to tell you.
And UVA is playing at 9:45 in the morning. So you guys
the
see
same day.
Me sweat a lot.
And they play Fordham.
Furman. Yeah, I know. Very, very similar.
Two syllables, starts with an F.
Yes.
Playing
if she didn't
the Cavs
correct
the
you,
Who's.
If she didn't correct you, I would have said nothing. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's a good.
Yeah, might as well.
Be an interesting matchup.
But Al, Saturday could be very interesting at the pickleball tournament. So if UVA wins,
right.
I'm knocking on wood. If San Diego State wins, mm-hmm. also knocking on wood, Saturday would be a match off between the Aztecs and the Who's. And I don't know. I can get pretty ruthless and mean. So are you ready for that, Alan?
So she gave me four dirty looks this morning. I'm like, I haven't seen you in 3 days.
Obviously, we've got to get things to break right. Both San Diego State and Virginia both need to win. But if they do, so it's a five is what's UVA?
Four.
Five is four.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's basically an even match, right? 5-4. What are the stakes? We got to have stakes.
Mm, yeah. So obviously we could do, you know, the jersey thing that we, because I have some UVA swag. I have a lot of UVA swag that I could make you wear.
I only have an SDSU shirt.
I've got a pullover that you can make her wear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the pullover.
Yeah.
You wore at the, yeah, that's no problem. I mean, whatever you want to do, I'm happy to do whatever
it's gotta
you want.
Be more, okay. It's got to be more than just like, there's got to at least be like some coffee or something on the line.
So, Al, does San Diego State have a song? Do they have a chant that they sing when they win? Do they have something like that?
Okay, so they do. Some people think it's a little cheesy, but I don't think they definitely didn't start it, but they stole it from somewhere. I believe that we will win. And they just do this whole thing. Everybody kind of starts getting up. If I start doing it right now, all four of us will start jumping. So they do that.
Is there anything like ancient, like really old that you could? Because what I'm thinking is UVA has something that every time we win a game, every time we score a touchdown, it's Odlon Sane, but it's with UVA lyrics. and I could make you sing it if UVA beat San Diego State. But I was thinking if you had an equal match for this, that I would have to sing, and it would really
off the top of my head. I don't.
Is there a famous San Diego musician that you could just co-opt for this purpose or something like that?
Yes, and then I could do karaoke just like Chris Morales. But also, if there's San Diego State Aztecs listening to the show and has something similar, like definitely tweet at me or Alan or something. Give us some ideas.
By the way, how about that? Of all the schools, Virginia, SDSU, and in round number two.
So that happens.
SDSU, do your part, please.
Yeah,
please
well, they got to get there. See, you guys are in a different boat than I'm in because you guys expect to win. You are the higher seed, significantly so. 5-12, 4-13, right? That this is how this is going to go. As a team taking on the Gauchos are a 14, this is not where you're expected to win. Now, however, Baylor has played lousy, right, for the last 2 weeks or so. The Big 12 is probably the best basketball conference in America. Them are the Big 10, but they've got a bunch of teams into the tournament. Mm-hmm. Baylor was a good team for most of the year. However, they're playing pretty crummy by their standards over the last couple of weeks. The Gauchos have played pretty well for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So if trends mean anything, and if hot means anything, we'll see what happens on Friday. I'm cautiously optimistic, but when you go into it as a nearly a 10 difference in seeding, it's hard to get too fired up.
I just want to know when State will face UCSB. What round? How far do we have to go here?
Regional final, maybe? I mean, yeah. If they're both on opposite ends
Elite
of it.
Elite Eight?
Maybe.
It's got to be something like that.
Yeah.
I also have a UVA doll that you could go around and have to take selfies with all across Los Angeles. I have a lot of ideas on my end, so you got to think of some embarrassing things on the San Diego State side.
Okay.
So this weekend, I did something I haven't done in a really, really long time. Like a genuinely long time. I watched a lot of college basketball, not just a little, 5 minutes here or even a half there. I watched basically four full games. I watched Santa Barbara play UCR in the Big West semis.
Yep.
I watched Santa Barbara play Fullerton in the Big West final. So I got two of those games in there. I watched San Diego State play Utah State in the Mountain West final.
Yep. Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Had a good time there. I watched UCLA and Arizona play in the Pac-12 final. I watched four, basically from beginning to end, college basketball games. The good news is, really enjoyed it. I really did, because the stakes were high. The Gauchos, obviously, because I care about that specifically. But conference championship for the Aztecs, conference championship for the Bruins.
Yep.
So the play was intense and enthusiastic and very elevated. Here's my problem with college basketball. No one's any good. It's really San Diego
the
State.
The quality of play, you're saying, basically?
Yes. San Diego State and Utah State, Slee. Utah State is one of the good shooting teams in the country. They had a stretch in the second half where they missed 17 out of 18 shots. 17 out of 18. And it was like, that's they're a really good shooting team. No, they're not. Mm-hmm. They just missed 17 out of 18 shots. And this is what I mean. Like, an 8-point lead in these games feels almost insurmountable because nobody's good enough to make a bunch of shots in a row.
Do you ever do this? And let me use this San Diego State, Utah State game. I hate being like this, but I'm like negative watching the game, okay? I'm already expecting, what a surprise here. State's given up a lead. Oh, they were up 7, now they're only up 1. Whatever it is. You go into your own. But what you were just talking about there, about just kind of the basketball portion of it, I'm like, what am I watching?
It's tough.
What am I watching?
Tough.
Here's the thing. It's not just them.
It's everybody.
It's college basketball.
UCLA is one of the best teams in the country. They're a number 2 seed, right?
Yeah,
they're one of the very best programs, teams. And I'm watching this going, no. It's exciting because it's close.
Yeah.
It's exciting because the conference championship's on the line. It's exciting because maybe if UCLA wins, they get a number 1 seed, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There's juice, but it's not good juice. There's just juice because of the stakes involved, not because, hey, these guys are awesome. Everybody's missing shots and making plays and blocks. It's just miss.
Every
miss,
free throw, I'm like, yeah, that's 50% chance. There's 50% at best one of those free throws are
going
to go in.
A lot going on.
All right, at least we all got in.
Yeah.
We're all in. We all got good seeds.
What about Taylor's team?
The Panthers did not. Sorry, Taylor.
Still the Kings. Counseling.
Taylor, yeah, jump on in. You got Sacramento's... he feels good about Sacramento.
He's a pro. He's a pro basketball guy.
Whose bandwagon are you going to jump on? Are you going to jump on the Gauchos, the Aztecs?
Get on the Gauchos. Go long shot.
I already said SDSU.
Yeah. He's already in. Get on all of us in the first round, and then from there, then you could kind of pick and choose from there.
Why San Diego State?
I don't know. Kawhi. I like Kawhi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's also how Kawhi would feel, probably.
Yeah,
too.
You're right.
Kawhi's very happy that he got mentioned.
I still don't know why they don't have like a shining light on his jersey at the arena and everything else. He's Kawhi Leonard. He should be like, he's one of the best players of his era. Let's make a big deal out of that. Yeah. Not have his jersey kind of
hanging
off to the side.
It's like behind another banner.
It's very peculiar. Very, very peculiar. Watched a little WBC this week. I got a lot of TV time in. I got a lot of TV time, a lot of sports. The WBC is
happy with the play. Yeah,
it's more like the college basketball thing I was just explaining. The stakes are high, which is fun. The players are names that you know, which is fun. The actual play itself so far has been a little ragged. The pitching is weird, which we can get into in a little bit. But I made this unbelievable observation over the weekend, which was the Dodgers and Team USA are basically the same team. Not because there's a bunch of, but the way that they approach, the way that they play, and I think this is good news for the Dodgers heading into this season. Jalen Ramsey, of course, he is now a Miami Dolphin, and all of us, we were talking about it this morning. The Rams got a third round pick and a backup tight end out of this whole thing for Jalen Ramsey. I don't know the metrics of the NFL. Like, none of it makes sense. You trade a quarterback, you get 38 first round picks in return. You trade one of the best defensive players in the league, and you get a third rounder. Like, I don't understand the metrics of any of this.
I was looking. I'm like, all right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let me just kind of find an angle here. Is somebody going to say anything positive about the Rams just did? Couldn't find one. I couldn't. I mean, just being honest. I mean, it is more of a look towards 2024 and less even on 2023.
That seemed to be the
it's kind of the theme of it.
Don't worry about this year. Don't look at 23. We're getting ready for 24. But we got to go through 23 first. And I just went through a 5-win season. I don't know if another 5-win season or thereabouts is something that I'm dying to see. We'll see what it looks like in 24. We'll talk about that as well, because the Rams have some decisions to make. Free agency is just about getting ready to go. Yeah. They can make some roster decisions to cut guys, to not cut guys. It'll cost money, save money, everything that goes along with it. But, Slee, let's talk about the Lakers. The Lakers, they lost last night. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I really don't have a negative feeling about what happened last night, because I am as bullish on this group of Lakers that I've been at any point in a very long time. I'll explain. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
So I reached out to an Aztec. So I reached out to Kirk Morrison to see what, if he has any suggestions for what I might have to do if they end up playing each other and UVA loses. So his suggestion was an Irish car bomb. So we would have to do an Irish car bomb on air because it's St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know if that's a San Diego State thing or just he wants me to do an Irish car bomb. So
that's Bailey's and Irish whiskey and what else?
I don't know. I had to look it up, but it's a lot of gross things.
That's a very San Diego State thing. It had nothing to do with San Diego State. He's just like, yeah, just go ahead and drink.
And it would be the pickleball tournament, so there's going to be some free beer and things like that. So maybe that could add to it.
That's a good.
You know,
because it's at pickleball too.
Shouldn't the winner get to do the Irish car bomb?
No, Irish car bombs are gross. Yeah. No
gross thing. Maybe.
The winner will sip on Goldschlager. Just a nice, just a nice sip.
But that's a good suggestion. I'll keep it in my mind.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's pretty funny. That was Kirk's. I thought he was going to say, go take a course at San Diego State. You have to take summer school classes.
I did look up your fight song. Maybe I had to sing your fight song because it might be similar to like the UVA thing, too. Anyway.
I saw it up on the board when I was at the game a couple of weekends ago. They put it on the screen. They say it's... No. It's all fight songs.
Like I was going to say some schools are super into it. I was never a...
No, I don't think UVA it's a SLUA thing. I think it's a San Diego State thing. I don't think that's like the culture of the university. As for Gauchos, we would just do beer bongs and sing Olé.
That's not the fight song? I thought that was it.
We'd do a beer bong and do this.
Olé, 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 Olé.
AJ Mitchell. That's our best player, Slee. Big West Player of the Year.
Watch out for him.
Carried the team throughout the Big West tournament. Basically was the difference between them not being in and being in. And now he's just got to beat a very good team from the Big 12.
That is the one thing I will say. Yeah, they got literally nothing to lose. So campus will probably be fun for this, just, you know, this upcoming game on Friday. It is a Friday, win or lose. You know they're all going to go out anyways. That's kind of a cool vibe.
It's kind of a split feeling because it is cool. You're 100% right. They're just getting in. At a school like Santa Barbara that's a mid-major, that's coming from a one-bid league, right? The Big West is never going to get an at-large team. So you have to win the conference tournament. They went in as the number two seed, so – you know, who cares? You have to win the conference tournament or you don't go. They got in, and so it's a successful season. Going to the NCAA tournament for a school like Santa Barbara or Fullerton or Irvine, 100%. that is a successful season for them. But going into it knowing that you're very unlikely to win your first round match is a little weird because you guys are going in, you're like, man, we haven't won a game in forever. But at least you're in a position to win games. Emily's team comes from a conference where the threshold is almost national championships, right?
And we won a national championship like 4 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So you're right there. So this is, if we win, we can get everybody on board because it really is like a true Cinderella long shot, but it is a Cinderella long shot.
And if you don't, you're like, all right, well, let's just move on.
We could be the Peacocks got to, what, the eight? Round of eight?
I want to say Elite Eight last year.
Yeah. I don't, well, who knows?
You've had some. I mean, that if there's one thing, there's always a team that will go somewhere. And
there always is.
How the heck is?
There always is. Why not us, Slee? Why not the Gauchos?
Why not? Why not Santa Barbara, damn it?
How about this? Before we get to the Lakers, this just came out. Dylan Hernandez tweeted, Trevor Bauer is signing with Japan's Yokohama Bay Stars. Trevor Bauer... One of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball until his situation is the you know, the allegations and being suspended by the league and then being reinstated by the league. This, I think, kind of tells us where we were as far as the possibilities of him pitching in the major leagues. He would be the best pitcher on virtually every team in baseball if he went to, and he's going to the Japanese league.
Remember when the Dodgers kind of delayed it a couple weeks, waited to the absolute end, and then it was like, all right, they're releasing him. And I remember that conversation right out the gate was, all you need is one team to come in and say, hey, we could use him. He's going to have to be incredibly remorseful. He's going to have to sit in front of a camera and say, and obviously I think it's pretty clear he was not willing to do that.
No, it doesn't seem
like But is that it? So if you go play in Japan and he's there for a year, 2 years, you think that's it for him in Major League Baseball, or can this be this is my only path back, let me go play a little bit, I'll play there, and then I'll try to come back.
It's a good question. I think he can pitch in the major leagues again, but not without doing what you just said. I really do think that, look, we are, I don't know if it's hypocrisy, or I don't know if it's just that we're relatively forgiving as a society and as a culture.
Yeah.
But because he's really good, people are going to be looking for a reason to give him an opportunity. But you also have to kind of do the steps, right? And one of those steps is, you know, while I'm not admitting guilt and while I was falsely accused, I do realize that I've made some decisions in my life that have put me and my teammates in unfavorable situations. Just, you can couch it however you want, but you need to kind of sell that angle, sing that song to kind of have people go, hey, listen, he is trying to do better. But if you just keep standing there saying, no, 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 it's really hard to bring that in. They're bringing him into Japan.
That'd be interesting. That's
he'll be good.
Oh no, he'll be a baller. I think that's not the question. The question is just going to be, I think what you just said about, will he ever kind of put himself in a spot where he can say, I just want to get back into Major League Baseball and I'll do whatever it takes. At least up to this point, he hasn't been willing to.
Speaking of Japanese baseball, one of my all-time favorite things happened this weekend in the World Baseball Classic before we get to the Lakers. A Czech electrician. Okay, that's not a joke. That's not a setup or anything. This is a man from the Czech Republic whose day job is electrician. His name is Andrej Satoria. Struck out Shohei Ohtani in the World Baseball Classic. If that doesn't show you how stupid baseball is, how fun baseball is, how unpredictable baseball is, that this guy that works as an electrician in the check, this is not an electrician from the United States who was a AAA guy who just washed out, who went and just decided to go pursue his trade as an electrician. This guy's a Czech electrician, and he struck out Otani.
How do you not stop? How do you not just like walk off the field right there? And say, he showed up. I'm done.
Guys, I don't know how to say goodbye in Czech, but whatever that is, I'd be like, bye. I'm done here.
For two reasons. Number one, I just struck out Otani. And number two, I literally have
a Hodge.
A-H-O-J.
Hodge. I'm out of here.
Not only did I strike out Otani, but number two, I literally have a consultation for...
Got a bid. Got to put in a bid on a new
house.
There's
three bids right now. I got to get this one.
I think J.J. Redick is justified now. You know, there's
plumbers and electricians from the Czech Republic. It was awesome. We'll talk about the WBC a little more coming up in a little bit. Lakers lost last night to the Knicks. Okay. They won on Friday against Toronto and looked pretty good doing that. They've been playing really good basketball since the trade deadline. I'm going to go 30,000-foot view here, Slee, because I don't know if I've felt like this in a long time. I'm incredibly confident that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. Even after losing last night, just watching them play, it's gone from, you know, they need to catch a couple of breaks. They need to get a little lucky. They're going to have to hope that somebody loses and stubs their toe along the way and kind of comes back to the pack a little bit too. Just keep playing the way you're playing. The way that they played last night, that beats most teams. They play like that last night against New Orleans coming up here tomorrow. They'll win that game. They'll clearly win against Houston if they have that level of performance. That D'Angelo Russell is a huge difference maker. Anthony Davis, you know, we can talk about him the way we always do. He's, you know, kind of... He's great one night, not so great the other night. He took the blame for what happened last night. He said we lost because I didn't do my job. Whatever. I don't know if that's entirely true. But just looking at this team right now, they're going to make – I don't know if they come through the play-in. I don't know if they get to the sixth spot. But I would be very surprised at this point of the season if the Lakers are not one of the eight teams that start a playoff series.
So I think some Laker fans' thoughts from last night there was – I don't know if you want to call it a negativity, but they lost a game. Anytime you lose a game, there's finger pointing, there's this, there's that. They had a 5-game homestand. For me, I said, I think if they go 3-2 on this 5-game homestand, I'm taking it. They ended up going 3-2. They had the weekend set, Toronto and New York. Hey, if you can split these two games, I'm taking it. There's a couple things going on. First off, the Lakers are playing much better basketball over these last 3 weeks than they've played for pretty much the entire year.
It just looks like an NBA. It looks like a decent NBA team.
It looks easier.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you don't feel like you're grinding your gears. If they don't even have to play, they've won 7 of their last 10. I think they're 8-4 since the All-Star break. They don't even have to play that clip, no. Which is a great clip. If you win 6 of your next 10, all these teams here in front of them, they're all going in different directions. And there's nobody here that you're looking at and saying, oh my gosh, got to watch out for them. Thunder, the Jazz, 500 ball over their last 10. The Pelicans, the Blazers, 3-7 over their last 10. The Timberwolves, the Mavs, 4-6 and 3-7 over their last 10. Golden State Warriors got very, very lucky on Saturday. Steph Curry. Milwaukee should have won that game. They were kind of continuing to fall back as well. I'm with you. I kind of have my optimism for the Lakers. Now, listen, are they going to need, if they want to really make any noise, does Bron have to be there? Yes. But, like, I don't even need to think that far away. I think you look at this upcoming week for the Lakers, okay? That Pelicans game is huge tomorrow.
It's a big one.
And if they win the Pelicans tomorrow, look what you have the rest of the week. You have Houston. You have Dallas at home. You have Orlando at home.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is going in the wrong direction. Luka's not going to play tonight. Kyrie might not play tonight. They got there's some games that are going to be very favorable for them. It's not out of the ordinary, those four games that I picked out just this week. They go 3-1. That's realistic. That's sure. Not anything crazy or anything along those lines. They're playing at a clip that over time, they're just going to pass a lot of these teams in front of them. Now, if they take a couple steps back, that's different. But if they take a couple steps back, that's because I don't know how much that's going to be
of their own wrongdoing. The Knicks played really good basketball yesterday. They did. They're 10 games over 500. They
did not have their best player, though, or their second best
player. Jalen's one of their best players, yeah. No question about it. But they're also a team that's 40 and 30. They're playing good ball. They have a certain style. So, like, losing to the Knicks at home.
I'm with you.
It wasn't.
It wasn't a missed opportunity. It wasn't like, what are you guys doing? And that's the best part, I think, Slee, for me is, like you said, they're 8-4 in their last 12. They don't have to play at that clip moving forward. They don't have to, but I think they might. And that's what's interesting to me is it's not before it felt like you got to hope they play bad and you got to hope you get somebody from something on your side that you're not expecting. If Anthony Davis continues to be what he's been over the last 2 weeks, which is a lot of excellent and some okay, and D'Angelo Russell continues to be pretty nice, the rest of it is good enough. When Dennis Schroeder is the fourth best guy on the floor at any given time, that's a decent team. Mm-hmm. When Austin Reeves just needs to hit a few as opposed to, you know, we're going to need to get 16 out of him tonight, that's a totally different metric. Vanderbilt's really good. Beasley's kind of up and down. But you just feel like this is a team that can win games without weird blank happening. Mm-hmm. You mentioned LeBron coming back towards the end of the season. Obviously, you can't wait, you know, for that to happen. But they don't have to get LeBron back to sneak in the back door. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in. They're going to get in. And if you get him back and he's ready to go, who knows what happens. But last night, like you said, the Knicks are a good team. They kind of play muddy. They're a Thibodeau team. They do all of the things that those teams do.
Physical as heck.
Physical. But you're watching it. Lakers could have won that game last night. They cut it to 4 with under a minute to go.
Down to 2. And then, you know,
they had that weird possession at the end. That's another one of those things that we can talk about a little later on. Their end of game execution, whether it's on the offensive side or defensive side, a little bit lacking. But I'm as bullish on them as I've been at any point in the last 2 years. I don't think they're going to win an NBA championship, but I'd be really surprised if, as we sit here on March 13th, if they're not one of the 8 teams that starts a 7-game series. I'd be very surprised.
We can do this when we come back. I think there's part of us a couple weeks ago was just getting the play-in tournament. And now you're literally at the home stretch. We're under a month left in the season. And I think that looking at what's realistic the rest of the way? What's being greedy as far as the standings go? I want to get your opinion on that.
All right. Let me remind you that we've got it coming up. We're in the home stretch. The Pickleball Tournament, our inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament, is coming up on Saturday. It's March 18th, 10-4 at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. That's at the Agape Pickleball Center. Reserve seating is available. You can register at ESPNLA.com. The event is open to everybody, so come on out, press the flesh, hang out, have a good time, watch us play a little pickleball. The NC2A Tournament will be on all of the TVs that we have out there. Thank you to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. There's a Papa Shot competition. There's pickleball demos and lessons if you want to give it a try. You can bring the kids. There's a kid zone. There's a place to grab a beer. There's a beer garden, complimentary food and drinks, live DJ and entertainment, prizes, giveaways, 360 photo booth, and more coming up on Saturday, Slee. It's finally here. We finally get out.
We have two tournaments, you and I. We're doing Saturday, and then Sunday we have the other tournament.
We enrolled in a new one.
Palm Springs. We're driving out right after the tournament's not on Saturday.
How great would that
be?
We
hit the road.
Amanda, Al and I need 2 weeks off. We're going to go compete in the Pickleball Masters out in Palm Springs. We either need to do it remotely or...
And we're blaming it on the station. We're like, well, you guys got us into it.
You're the dealer. You're the one that introduced us to us, and that's where it is. More Lakers when we come back. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You have a whole speech ready, man.
I'm ready to help him. Yeah. I'm surprised that Trevor Bauer is pitching in Japan. The Yokohama Bay Stars is where he is reportedly headed to go play. Did you get any World Baseball Classic in this weekend?
Nothing? It was on in the background yesterday at the Laker game. In the media room, they got all the TVs. So it was on in the background, but my attention to it was very little.
Yeah, it's a trip. There's a lot of things that I think are super fun. There's some of it that is kind of wonky. It's just weird. First, I'll tell you what else is really bizarre with this whole thing. The WBC is being contested under the old rules. So you can shift. There's no time limit. The rules from last year are the rules that are being the bases are the smaller bases, the whole thing, right? It's noticeable, Slee. The game kind of grinds and drags. That very quickly, even just in spring training, we've gotten used to this increased pace.
Damn. We're never going back to that world.
No, thank goodness.
Yeah.
The other part is that the American team is loaded with stars, and they're just kind of like, yeah, well, we're so good. It'll happen eventually. Yeah, well, you better beat Canada today, or you might not even get to the second round. It's a weird deal. We'll talk about that.
By the way, that's very... That seems like that's how those tournaments go. When you're stacked, you're like, we're fine. Like World Cup, you have the preliminary and everything else. Oh, no, we're fine. We're Brazil. We're Argentina. We're this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, now we got to win this game. I'm just using that as an example.
You're
but
not wrong.
There's a lot. I think of the USA and the Olympics, right? When USA basketball, they don't really care in the beginning until they're like, all right, now we have to care. A little extra pressure there, making sure you make it happen.
You mentioned you didn't see a whole bunch of it last night. Mexico came out from the opening pitch last night, and they were desperate. From the opening pitch, Randy Arozarena, who plays for Tampa, right? Really good player for the Rays, hits ball to shortstop. Tim Anderson kind of bobbles it a little bit, picks it up, throws it, and they call him out. Okay? And Arozarena stops it and goes, no, I'm not going off the field. Challenge that. It's the opening hitter of the game. Okay, it's like you get one challenge in the WC. If you get it wrong, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nope, challenge this right now. They challenge it. He was safe. Mm-hmm. He ends up scoring. They hit a home run. But every pitch, the Mexican team was playing with incredible edge. Incredible edge. And the United States is out there, they got 46 MVPs. It's all good. And they got their asses kicked. It was bad. It really was bad.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, they got their butts kicked.
Teams that walk out that just kind of have that, it doesn't matter.
Mike Trout's got 14 MVPs. Mookie's got 6.
And then you go watch another country just take them. That's an interesting story.
It's like the Czech electrician with an Otani. It's just, you never know what's going to happen. Don't forget that on Thursday of this week, ESPN LA is taking over Yamava Resort and Casino's latest amenity, the 909 Sports Bar, for a tournament tip-off watch party. Slee's Aztecs, Emily's Who's, Mike Gauchos play the next day, but we will be broadcasting live starting 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Thursday. Me and Al, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap, meet and greet Baron Davis from 4 to 6 at UCLA. Great Baron Davis. UCLA plays that night at 7 o'clock. Wall-to-wall LEDs, 150-plus screens, and 32 craft beers. It is the perfect place to watch all the college basketball action. Me, I'm an expert now. Plus, we'll be giving away prizes and autographed memorabilia. You need to be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
We're having a good time. This week is going to be busy, and Thursday will be the start. I told you SDSU is going to play at noon or 12:10, something along those lines. We have a good time. This week's going to be packed. Hopefully our brackets, you fill one out yet? Or
not yet.
Yeah, I haven't done it.
Not yet.
Yeah, we got time, right? Wednesday? Wednesday's plenty of time. Billis get his in, and then...
We got to wait for the first four to take place, Lee, so you know who to fill out the rest of your
first
bracket.
First four was at Tuesday, tomorrow?
Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe. Yeah.
They should have 12 more teams get in.
Just put everybody in.
Wait, wasn't that real, right?
Yeah.
How many did they want to have?
All of them, which is like 300 teams. I think there's like 310 Division I basketball teams. Yeah.
The tournament will go for...
Which,
by
the way,
this idea.
As
weird
as it is...
The tournament will play for seven... It will be a seven-month tournament.
It only adds two games. It only adds two rounds. Because you got, right? You got 68.
Yeah. Yep.
You double that. That's one more game. That gets you to 100 and whatever that... 180 some, right? And then you double it again. There you are. So it's... As weird as it sounds, it's only two more games. Yeah.
Let everyone in the playoffs in the NFL.
We're the 58th seed in the Midwest. Like, what the heck are we doing here?
The Texans got the Chiefs. week one of the tournament or the playoffs. Okay.
It's kind of what it feels like. Lakers last night. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. What you were kind of describing about you think they're in a good spot. And I did the post-game show yesterday, and I was kind of telling Lake fans, I'm like, guys, I think they're fine.
I do too.
You're gonna run into L's.
Was it just the fact that they've been good for 2 weeks that we feel like that? Because before, every game was,
yeah,
okay, we got, okay, you can, we're yeah, okay. And then you lose, like, that's it.
Okay, let me give you.
They missed going 500 for the first time all season long.
Mm-hmm.
They missed that. They fell out of the top 10.
They did.
And I feel fine. I'm not worried about it at all because here are the teams in that little pocket where they all are. Are they better than Portland?
No question about it. They're better than the Blazers.
Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
Are they better than the Pelicans as currently constructed?
No Zion.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so too. Oklahoma City. Even though the Lakers seem to struggle with them, are they better than
OKC? They do struggle
OKC?
Against the Thunder. They got them a little bit later in the season. Yes, they're better than the
Thunder. They're better than Utah.
Yes.
Yes. Are they better than Dallas? As weird as that's it, maybe. That's the first team you run into. It's like, yeah, maybe, maybe not for me.
So I think if you ask most people, Dallas the rest of the way or Lakers the rest of the way? You got to pick one of those two teams. I think a lot of people are going to lean towards the Lakers.
Would you?
At least the Lakers play some defense. Yeah, I would lean towards the Lakers.
I would too. What about Minnesota?
I'm going to throw a toss up with Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota's in the seventh spot. Mm-hmm. The point is that there's nobody going, no, they're better than the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the way to the seventh spot. And then above that, you got Golden State, you got the Clippers and teams like that. They're going to be in the top eight. I really, unless something really weird happens.
Sure, and something yes.
It can. They're going to be mm-hmm. in the top eight. I wouldn't be surprised if they're out of the top eight and into the top six. I think that is where they're most likely to end up based on what I've seen for the last 2 weeks. I feel good about them for the first time in 2 years.
So just to give you an idea, some of the teams that you're talking about in front of them, right? They get Pelicans tomorrow, a team that's in this little mix. They get Dallas Friday at home, team that's in the mix.
That didn't work at all with the way they were hoping, did it? I mean, I know that the guys have missed some games, but the Luka-Kyrie pairing has been underwhelming.
Underwhelming, and I don't know how it's really going to improve. We'll see. They don't play any defense. They get Oklahoma City in a week from Friday, so another game that's going to be at Crypto. They get Minnesota before the season ends. They get Utah twice before the season ends. Only reason I'm pointing all this out is because a lot of these teams are, I think the one thing we would say in the past was, all right, go look at the standings, go look at the schedule. We need all these teams to lose. What the Lakers have done over these last 3 weeks is just kind of handle their own, and everything else is just taking care of itself. The Jazz aren't all of a sudden going to become, they're not going to all of a sudden win 7 of 10 games. That's just not going to happen.
Unlikely.
And that's unlikely to happen for a lot of these teams. Mm-hmm. If the Pelicans got Zion, okay, that's a different team. If Karl Anthony Towns comes back to the Minnesota Timberwolves, okay, that's a different team. But for the most part, I don't, to make the sixth seed, they're still going to need a little bit of help. I think for me,
I don't know, Al. Like when you look at, so the sixth,
so that
seed,
means either the Warriors or the Clippers got to fall out.
Right. The Warriors are the ones that feel like the most likely to. I know because they're the defending champs, because they got Steph and Clay and Draymond and Steve Kerr. Like it's a familiar foe, right? Mm-hmm. And we've seen them be as good as they've been for the better part of a decade now, mm-hmm. right? They've been the standard. They're not great this year. They're just not. That outside of Steph, Clay, there's not a lot going on in that team. Wiggins is in a weird spot with his health and everything. They're just, it does not feel inevitable for them the way it has in the past.
So Wiggins could potentially not come back the rest of the year.
Right.
It's personal reasons, and Steve Kerr was saying that they're not sure if he's going to come back. I watched that game, part of that game, Warriors and the Bucks on Saturday. Bucks should have won the game. They didn't have Giannis. Bucks should have won the game in Golden State.
And
they didn't
Steph
have Giannis.
Had to go nuts.
Had 20 points in like 7 minutes of play or something like that. So I think here's the most important thing. Take all this group of 6-7 teams and take the Lakers. Lakers are in the upper side of it, not the bottom side of it. So as you have 14 games left on the season or whatever the case is, if the Lakers, it's not going to be crazy to see the Lakers go a few games over 500 where that would have felt crazy a month ago.
The other part, getting into that six is huge because you, while I think the Lakers would be likely to win one and done situations, there's no guarantee.
Well, let me
you, and especially if you're the 9 or the 10, I don't care who, you could play the Rockets in a one game situation, you could lose.
So just so you know too, that sixth spot, what that sixth spot could potentially be, which is why everyone wants the sixth spot. Not only do you avoid the play-in, you take on a Memphis team that's all over the place.
Yeah.
If Memphis ends up being the number three. But then there's also a legitimate... Let me even use the seven seed as an example. If you get the seven and you win your one game here, okay, you get the Sacramento Kings, a team that has been consistent all year, but they got no playoff experience. Mm-hmm. There's something about... If you could avoid the Suns and the Clippers and the Nuggets and all these teams in the first round, and by the way, in the second round as well, just right. The way it is... That's kind of the spot here. You're grabbing that six or that seven.
Ask Slee is coming up next. And look, I got to tell you, I need you guys to step up. You got to step up a little bit. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. It's coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Slee, you ready?
Of course.
You don't sound like you're that
no,
ready.
No, I'm ready.
It sounded, you know, kind of lukewarm.
Ask
ready.
Slee.
More annoying, bracket guy
yeah.
or 2 15-second YouTube ads with no skip options. Hashtag Ask Slee. That's from TFP.
Somebody is a YouTube premium member.
You don't know what that's like.
I don't have to deal with that. Hulu, by the way. Hulu, I have 48 ads for every 9 minutes of content that I watch. Hulu came in with no tomorrow. Okay, bracket guy. Let me tell you why bracket guy is more annoying. We don't know what we're talking about. So the person with, I can't believe this happened.
What
how
if
does...
it was Joe Lunardi who was breaking it down for you?
Well, no, then not as annoying. But if it's somebody sitting right next to me and we're having a conversation, two buddies having a conversation, it's kind of the equivalent of fantasy football where you're sitting there and you're saying, can you believe this back got 28 points? Nobody even knew. No, I can't believe it because I don't really care. I kind of fall into that category with the brackets.
Emily, help me out here because when you were talking about it, Slee, it reminded me of something that either it's very possible that I'm just unaware of it, that it still exists and yeah. I just don't hear it. But usually the day after the brackets came out, there was a whole screaming and yelling Monday about who got a bad seed or got left out. And I can't believe they put this guy on the 4 here when they should have been a 2 over there. Does that still happen or is that completely gone?
So it sometimes happens if it's a year that's more up in the air, you know, if it's a year that's has kind of like, personally, I haven't seen it as much today. The main story is that UNC isn't in it.
Yeah, because did you see what they did, Slee?
Mm-mm.
They basically did not get into the tournament. Yep. The NIT said, hey, we'd love to have you. And they're like, no, we're good. No, thank you. Which I deeply respect.
I kind of like that. Yeah, I kind of like that too.
I do too. All right, here's Dude and Slow. What's the difference between a curtain and a drape?
A curtain and a drape.
Yes.
That's a good point. I spent a lot of time thinking about this at night, so I like that it was brought up to Ask Slee. McCartan. What's the difference between the two?
I don't know. If I had to guess, a curtain kind of slides together
yeah.
and you can close the,
yep.
the make the dark in the room, and drapes just kind of hang there on the side because it
yeah.
drapes.
Mm. So you can have both curtains and drapes. So you can have
difference?
Like a more sheer curtain
so
behind
curtain
the drapes.
Curtain is going to give you the light is gone. The drape is more for looks.
Yes, drape is more looks, and yeah. then I think like curtains can be, but like I think the drape refers to the way in which it falls. So if it's a drape, means it's like falling like a drape. And more, looks. And then curtains is the more functional version of the two.
I think if I went to Home Depot and asked the same question, I think there's going to be 7-8 guys. Or I'm not sure.
I want a curtains. No, I said drapes. What? What do you mean? They're both right there. Yeah, which one's which? Don't worry about it. They're just both right over there. Big E writes, you have a superpower that replenishes every Monday morning.
Okay.
Would you like to be able to rewind time exactly 24 hours once a week or rewind time exactly 15 seconds twice a week?
Give me 24 hours once a week. So 15 seconds, it's not enough. It's not enough time. Give me 24 hours to kind of go through. I can go back and do whatever the hell I want for 24 hours, right?
But wouldn't you try to like adjust where you made mistakes or take advantage of the information that you know already?
Yeah. But I think isn't that 24-hour window that you have, you can almost kind of it's a longer window to either correct mistakes or make mistakes because you already know it's going to be a mistake. Like, kind of just do whatever the hell you want. I think I'm taking the 24-hour window.
It's just because I've seen Back to the Future too many times, but I'd be like getting down, right? Like this, Lakers are not going to beat the Knicks. I'm going to get in on that one. Or they are going to beat Toronto. Like, I'd just be running it back to try to make a little money along the way. I'd know the lotto numbers.
Yep.
Maybe I'd only need to do it once, then I could do it with all stupid stuff.
I knew what I knew Friday. Banks would start collapsing. Yeah, it's just it's good info.
There you go. Your Silicon Valley bank stock, right? You definitely want to go do that. Francis in Glendale, did you adjust your car and microwave clocks for daylight savings, or are they now correct because you didn't fix them last time? Hashtag ask Sleep.
I did adjust them yesterday. It wasn't, I didn't go out of my way saying, I'm going to go adjust all the clocks. It's just as I ran into them. So when I looked at the oven stove, whatever, you got the clock there. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to adjust it now. And then I looked up at the microwave for whatever reason. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to adjust it. Then when I got my car and I was driving to the pregame to do pregame for Lakers, I was like, all right, I'll adjust my clock. It's not, some people are like, I'm going to go adjust every clock. It was kind of as needed as I went by.
I'm a do them all at once guy, mm-hmm. where we'll go, like, you wake up that morning and you go through, you do the one in the family room, you do the microwave, you do the oven, here's the thing now, though. The vast majority of them will do it themselves now, right? Your car does it by itself. Your phone does it by itself. The TV does it by itself.
My car does not.
It does not.
Nope. My car does not. Microwave does not. And then the stove, the oven stove.
The stove and the microwave, and then we have like a wall clock in the family room. Those are the only ones that manually need to be changed. Everything else. And by the way, it's one of the few days of the year where I feel like I know how to do stuff. Because we've talked about this, right? Yeah. I can't do anything, but I do know how to program all the clocks on all the different devices. Makes me feel useful.
Do you put on like construction shoes and a tool belt?
Put on a tool belt. Yeah. Boots and a
tool
belt.
What are you doing? Just changing the clocks around the
house.
You
have to hold that clock button down for like 3 seconds. See, you're holding it down for two. It'll never work. You're not holding it long enough. Let me show you. Come on over here. Let me walk you through.
You go over on the hours. Now you got to go again.
You got to go all the way around. Or you can go up here. You can subtract. See, I know all the little tricks.
Does your car do it automatically, or do you have to do it in the car too?
The two cars we have that are newer cars, like the Silverado, does it automatically.
Nice.
My Susan's car does it automatically. The kids' cars are manual.
Yeah, mine, I was driving, trying to press the buttons, and I was at like the worst time because it was like 3:22.
You got to go all the way around the horn.
I got to go all the way around the horn. I got to stop at a 22. How do I get to a 22 here?
You got to go slow.
Yeah.
One,
take your time.
Two, because if you go brrr, and then you miss it, you're going to land on 24, and then you got to go all the way around again. Over the weekends, from Capitano Matt. Over the weekend, someone ran over a skunk near our house, and the smell woke me up. What's the worst way to be awakened? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Had this on us Saturday morning. Yeah, raccoon wins. That one does win, especially if it's under your. This is not the worst, but I'm just going to give you a more recent example. Lakers had a game 7:30 at night, Friday night. That's a late game. So by the time you're getting home, it's late. By the time you go to sleep, it's freaking late. Trash guy Saturday morning, it's like 6:30 in the morning. I just want to get that one. Can I get that one day a week where I could just sleep in a little
bit?
Your
trash guy comes that early?
This does not happen like that. This was an exception. Like, this was out of nowhere. I just hear and you hear you hear it coming from
the banging of that thing that goes, all the metal banging on the dumpster.
We're not even there yet. We're like, he's a half mile away. I already hear him coming. That's not particularly the best way. I don't care if something wakes me up, but that specific day at that time, I don't want to hear the trash guy. It's Saturday at 6:30.
The one that gets me every time is the sudden loud noise, right? It's not a bang or a, did you hear that? Or something that just, you're dead asleep and you're instantly awake right away. Not that slow, like the trash truck. You can kind of hear the rumble of the truck a couple of blocks away, but that you're dead asleep or somebody flicks the lights on in the middle of the night, the middle of the room, that's a bad way to do it. But that sudden loud noise in the middle of the REM sleep, that's the worst.
There's a car alarm, I swear, goes off every night in my on my street. It's the same
your
car
area
alarm.
Too. Like, that just seems like there's a ton of traffic action going on.
But it's just so annoying because it's the same thing every night and it goes on for the same amount of time. Like, I don't know, maybe just fix your car or like have it somewhere else because it's the same time every night.
One more sleep. John Castro. A Czech baseball player took a 101-mile-per-hour fastball on the knee from the Japanese pitcher, who then gave him two bags of candy and a signed ball. Would that be sufficient apology for you?
I think anyone going out of their way to do anything as an apology, yes, that would be enough. Because most, I'm assuming in most sports, at least from what I'm accustomed to, you get hit in the back or you get hit whatever, I don't think anybody's coming out the next day and saying, hey, just want to let you know I got two hot dogs and peanuts that are on me. Just let me know anytime. I don't feel like that happens very often in the world of sports. It's more of the gesture, not exactly what he gave.
The guy, the Japanese pitcher, is legit, right? It was 101 miles an hour and it hit the dude right on the kneecap.
That's... I don't even know how to describe that.
It looked... The guy drops. He's crawling around in agony. He's in agony. And then the next picture is they're standing together and he's handing him a bag of candy. Like, I appreciate the gesture, but you nearly tore my leg in half. It's going to take more than a couple of bit of honeys for me to feel good about this.
Now, unless he's evil and kind of planned it out to make it look like he wasn't doing it on purpose, and then here's some candy to hide the whole thing. No, it's a nice gesture, but that's
101 off the knee. So in that game, we had a 101 fastball off the knee and a bag of candy, and Ohtani striking out to a Czech electrician. Best baseball game ever.
Can I go back and rewatch that game? I'm sold on that game.
The Japan won comfortably, but we'll talk more about the WBC coming up in a little bit. Let's talk NFL next. The Raiders might have their next quarterback. Free agency is open, and the Rams are dumping guys. That's all coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.